The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke. Now all the tax collectors and sinners were coming near to listen to Jesus. And the Pharisees and the scribes were grumbling and saying, "This fellow follows sinners and eats with them." So he told them this parable. "Which one of you, having 100 sheep and losing one of them, does not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after the one that is lost until he finds it? When he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders and rejoices. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and neighbors, saying to them, 'Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep that was lost.' Just so, I tell you, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who need no repentance. Or what a woman, having 10 silver coins, if she loses one of them, does not light a lamp, sweep the house, and search carefully until she finds it. When she has found it, she calls together her friends and neighbors, saying, 'Rejoice with me, for I have found the coin that I had lost.' Just so, I tell you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, and please be seated. You know, I think this chapter is really about joy, this chapter 15 in Luke, even though when you look at it, what you see is a bunch of loss and a bunch of finding. And no matter they call this the lost chapter. You ever affectionately call it the lost chapter? Only because there's like three stories. There's a story of the guy who loses his sheep, and he finds it, and he comes back. And then the story about the woman that loses her coin, and she comes back, and she finds it after she searches and so forth. But this is a chapter which is about celebrating the losses, but I think there's an underneath feeling there that is even more important, that is joy. There's a sense of joy because the people are found. There's a certain kind of celebration. There's happiness by being reconciled and rediscovered and reconnected to the people you were lost. So there's a real sense of joy that I think dominates this chapter, and I want to kind of focus on that for a little while. But before I do, I want to ask you, were you ever in a shopping mall in a store and have seen a little child who was separated from their mother and you saw their little face? Oh, my Lord. You would see this little kid melt down and you would feel so bad, and you're kind of looking around to see if the mother is around somewhere so that, God forbid, they can be put together, you know? And then finally when the mom comes, you see the child's face, you know, relief, and the mom's face of relief. Well, hear me. I did it, you know, with my kid. When she was 5 years old, we went shopping. And we went to this, we were in this department store. And, you know, I was holding her little hand. She was five. My oldest daughter, she was 5 years old. We're looking around. And for some reason, I let her hand go. And I was looking at something. And I turned around and she was gone. I thought I was going to die. I thought I was going to die on the spot. And so what I did is I started, you know, first of all, you get this beam look. You get this laser thing where you go, boom, you start looking all around where she is and looking at where she might be and so forth. And then you start to look at it, if she might be under something. And then I panicked, you know. And then so I went. And I, when I started to look all over the place, I even went to security and I asked security, "Oh my God, I have this little girl." And so I did the whole thing, the father panic thing. And then finally, when I came around, I saw her there, and she was, you know, her little tears were coming down. And then when she looked at me, her face lit up and I lit up because I was so happy to find her again. And I grabbed her and I hugged her. And when I did that, the guy next to me says, "That's happened to me too." And he says, "When you first lose them, you feel like your heart is sinking to your feet." And then I looked up and I said, "Yeah, I know. And thank God I found her." So needless to say, is that we decided not to shop for the day. And I decided to take her out for some chocolate ice cream and sprinkles. And so I spent with her because I felt like, oh my God, I just found her. It was so exciting. I was so happy to find her again. The shopping was the last thing on my mind. And so when I think about this, I wonder if this is perhaps how God feels. This is perhaps how God is trying to get us to understand that he is so much in love with us and so much in need of us that he's constantly joy when one of us comes back. You know, and the story today is about these people, this shepherd that goes out and he finds the sheep. And what does he do after he finds the sheep? He celebrates. He probably didn't have any meat, I guess, right? He probably went vegan that day. But, they had this meal and they had this celebration because he had found the sheep. And the same thing with the woman who went out there and was lost her coin. The first thing she does is she invites everybody to come back and celebrate it and be happy. And because she had lost this coin, now she has it. And this is the one thing that as I read the gospel, I get a feeling that the Pharisees and the scribes really don't quite understand. They don't quite understand why Jesus is so excited, why he's eating with these people that they are considered the untouchables or perhaps the undesirables. And yet he's eating and they're celebrating and so forth, because I guess they had an impression of God that was so maybe removed from that idea of the joy of God finding this individual, that they looked at God as a God of rules. They looked at God as a God of having to fulfill their obligations, and they couldn't quite get the idea that God was happy. God was thrilled that when someone came back and God was able to find them. Now, I don't want us to forget the other part of this chapter, because the other part of this chapter is about the searching. This is an important part, because what we read is that the shepherd left everything, and he went out to look for the sheep. I mean, first of all, there must have been that panic, right? Where's the sheep? And he looks out, and no doubt it's dark and probably dangerous, and he goes out to look for the sheep, and he makes effort to try and find the sheep. And then the lady also, who lost her coin, makes an effort. She cleans up the house. You know, you get a feeling when you read the text that she stayed up all night trying to find this coin. There was a lot of work put in this. But, you know, there was searching and searching. And I think this is an aspect that we have to remember, that God is constantly in search of those who are lost. God is in search of those who are lost, and God will go to whatever extreme to find those individuals who are lost. And then when I was thinking about this particular reading, I remember one story that comes out of 9/11, there was this gentleman called Wells Crother, and he was a gentleman that was going to work in New York City in the tower, the second tower, just like everybody else, you know, during that day of 9/11. And he was a stock trader, and he went to his office, and then all of a sudden at 9:03 a.m. in New York time, this tower was hit by the second airplane. And what he did, Wells Crother, he looked around because there was no lights in the office or anything, and he took the people that were there, and he slowly brought them down the stairs. And so he rescued these people. But he went back up. He went back up, and he got another group of people. He searched them out for where their offices were, and he brought them down. And he did it again. And he did it one more time. And then finally, he goes back one more time to get the rest of the people, and the tower collapses. And you say to yourself, isn't this amazing that this very young, very athletic, very successful man was being used by God in such a special way to search out for people, just like the shepherd, just like this woman who were, after they celebrate and search for their thing, they were able to celebrate. God uses almost anybody to search for somebody else. God uses anybody to search out his children, because God loves his children so much that he'll use anybody. Now, God forbid that any one of us will ever find ourselves in a situation like this. But I bet you one thing, that if we do, God will use one of us in one way or another to search out these people, to be able to save those that God is searching for. Because God is a God of search. And this is the most important thing that comes out of the joy, is that we know that wherever we are in our lives, God will search for us. Have you ever been lost? Have you ever been lost? I mean, not only on a train, not maybe just driving on the traffic, maybe not just walking in some strange neighborhood. Lost. You've lost your job. Lost. You've lost a relationship. Lost. You're sick. Lost, you're old, and people look at you as though you're decrepit. You're no longer you have no function in society. Lost because your family is gone, your friends are gone, you're in a different place. Lost and feeling alienated. Lost and feeling unworthy and unvalued. Have you ever felt that kind of experience? This is the experience that really shifts us. And we look for signs of recognition. We look for some sign of connection. We look for some sign of family or friends or any kind looking that offers itself to us. And when we find it, when we finally find somebody that is kind to us, we feel recognized. We feel brought back into the world. We feel made alive again. And so suddenly I am made real once more. There are many people that are lost in life. Many people that are lost in their career. Many people that are lost in their relationships. And they are looking for some signs of recognition, some sign or someone who looks and searches for them. How do we search for people who are lost? How do we reach those who feel separated from everybody and the situations they're involved in? And this is where you come in. This is where your life and your ministry and your love and your insight into relationships, into God, makes a big difference. The ability to see beyond the frustration, the ability to see beyond the desperation of that individual, or that individual's anger, perhaps, or that individual's, I don't know, prickliness sometimes, because people will behave in many ways when they're lost and they become almost untouchable. But it behooves us to be able to see underneath, to reach beyond what is prickly, and be able to then allow that person to be seen by you, to be touched by you, to be recognized by you, to be able to be affirmed by you. This is what we all need in our lives, to be felt like we're brought back in from the dead. And there's joy that comes out of that. There's joy of being recognized. There's a joy of being found. There's a joy about being accepted back from a place that you felt so desolate and alone. And this is the gospel that Jesus was preaching. God is a God of searching. God is a God of finding and celebrating. I had a professor one time in seminary. He says, God is a God of party. Whenever he finds anything, he has a big party. You know, because he sees this. He says, well, didn't you read it in Luke 15? He finds a coin, party. They find the sheep, party, right? The prodigal son later on comes back, party again. He said, well, you know, what's sin? Anything that interrupts the party. Right? Jesus and God are about joy and about celebration, about welcoming people back into the family, into the fold of God. It's about welcoming you back into your humanity, into your sense of belonging and your strength and your pride of being a person. That is what God is constantly doing in this world, searching everyone, everywhere, every time. There's a wonderful prayer that says, Lord, where shall I find you? High and hidden is your place. And where shall I not find you? The world is full of thy glory. I have sought thy nearness, and with all my heart have I cried unto thee. And going to search thee, I find you searching for me. This is the God we love. This is the God that loves us. Don't ever doubt that love. Amen.